One, because Damien's a criminal. Welcome to Good Clean Talks, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you going to start it off with "I'm a criminal"? Because, that's horrible,
fucking
sir.
Asshole.
Because we got a story to tell. Well, you don't have to
Well, we could probably, maybe, possibly tell it.
It'll come out in bits and pieces over the course of the hour.
My hand still hurts, kind of.
Yeah, you punched a fucking window. I imagine
I fucked that window up.
Oh, you're punching windows again.
Well, I started punching the window before I started punching him.
Don't think he ever started punching ever stopped punching windows.
Well, yeah, that too.
From the moment I met you, like the first time I really had a hardcore interaction, it was
walls.
A sign. It was a
remember you
was
went
a
ham on that.
Sign.
It was a street sign, like a stop sign or some shit.
Remember you went ham on that fucking what was that car? Was it Fiat dealer?
Downtown? Oh, yeah, the dealership.
That shit was funny.
I got a question, though.
Why did I do that? I can't remember why I did that one.
More importantly, who puts a fucking car dealership in the middle of downtown?
Who puts
in the middle
a Fiat? Who puts a Fiat dealership?
It's going to fit there. What else are you going to
put
there?
It's a Fiat showroom.
At the base of a fucking skyrise. Like, what?
Here,
the car dealership.
This car, and then go to the top. No.
They won't even let you up there. They
go upstairs,
won't even let you up there.
Go upstairs, get the money for the car, come downstairs, buy the car, and then drive away.
It's like, hey, you can see downtown Orlando
if
you
buy this car. Are we taking the money from someone that we're going upstairs and getting money? Or, I mean, what?
We talked about this on podcast number 8, going to the top of a skyrise and seeing the cityscape of downtown Orlando. But, I mean, this shit's just, like, on the streets, like, club area downtown, just selling cars in the middle of a building. Like, inside the building, glass all around. Like, what the fuck, man?
Seems like a horrible idea.
I have a fond memory of Damien. And Yankee was there as well, punching the window of it. Oh, by the way, I'm Dolan.
I'm Damien.
Yankee.
I punch windows.
Mm-hmm.
I watch him punch windows.
Why did I punch that window? Was that the night that I almost killed Logan? Y'all stopped me.
Why did we stop you?
I don't know.
I believe it was.
I've been asking
I believe
that
it was.
For
I actually,
years.
Now that I think about it, I think that was the night where we seen him in
the parking garage.
No, it was the parking garage. It was upstairs at Gino's.
Oh, yeah, y'all really should have whooped his ass that
night. Is that, that's not the night I showed up there that, like, I went there with Logan and Heather wanted me to come and Heather was with you?
It was the night because him and I were together, if I recall properly.
And I think that was before me and Holly got together. I think he was with Holly.
He was, yes.
Holly,
yes,
your ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah, crazy bitch.
Logan is a friend of ours.
Psycho bitch.
An ex-friend of ours that, like, chill with us sometimes. And I don't know. I still love the dude. But there is just some people out there that, like, you know how, like, you got that one friend that there's always something with? Or, like, you have a deal with them that involves the exchange of money or something, and there's always something with them. Or, like, you're talking about somebody else for some instance, something going on, and there's just always something. Or you got a problem with them, and it's just always something. Or they got a problem with you. It's just always fucking something with this kid. I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Watch him listen to this shit.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, I'm trying to explain it nicely.
Sweet,
to where
maybe
I don't want to
shoot the ones. Oh wait, I don't want to go to jail again.
Yeah, man, you might have probation to deal with, so you might not want to. I doubt it'll get that far.
I don't think it will. I have zero criminal record.
I can't really hear you too well. Do you want to?
I don't want to speak louder.
Okay. Well, I understand that, but you can pull the mic closer.
Move the microphone closer.
Yeah, exactly.
Just push the microphone. It's fine.
Just move the fucking couch, you lazy fuck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just scoot the couch closer.
I'm comfortable. Fuck you.
Well, you could be more comfortable an inch closer to the fucking thing.
I'm comfortable right now. I'm sitting up straight.
So, like, you punch windows. You try to stop things. I sit and sing Kumbaya and listen to me
Kumbaya.
Real quick.
You don't sing Kumbaya, you son of a bitch. Half the time we're about to get into a fight, it's your goddamn fault.
Yeah,
case in point, the Circus
that.
Survive concert.
I don't understand that. Like, I'm the most peaceful one, but like, I
case
feel
in
like,
point, apartment.
I feel like that gets slung in my face more because I'm so peaceful. I'm like, hey man, I'm peaceful, and then when I say the wrong thing, and like somebody wants to
I'm
fight,
peaceful, but fuck you, especially you in particular.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's not how that works.
I'm a fucking cunt. No,
be
it
belligerent.
Is.
If you're not gonna be belligerent, then don't be anything.
See, we're from the South, where we can say anything we want.
The South.
I'm not from
the South.
Well, see, I'm from the South, and I can say anything I want as long as it's followed by, but bless her heart.
Bless your
heart. No, that's a derogatory, that's a derogatory term that they use to make fun of people without actually making fun of them.
Yeah, as an outsider, I see how you can understand that. And you know what? Fuck you, but bless your heart.
Oh, but bless his sweet heart. Oh, I hope the Lord Jesus prays on him.
Fucking morons.
Fucking Northerners.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey. I don't want to throw
you.
Shit.
Fuck you.
Hey, fuck what, you. Fuck
what,
you.
What? You want to throw a fist? I bet you do, but I'm going to sit here and sing Kumbaya.
I'm going to Kumbaya my foot in your fucking ass.
See, it's like all I...
CrossFit all over that ass.
I'm going to CrossFit all over that ass. Oh, all right, so you...
I know for a fact, out of my last statement, all you heard was you want to throw fists. Like, that's just a northern thing. Like, I said, you want to throw fists? So what?
That's
I'm
like
going to sit here and sing Kumbaya.
You want to go outside and talk? You want to go outside and talk? We go outside and talk.
Exactly.
If you want to have a conversation, we'll sit down inside and have a conversation. If you want to go outside and talk,
and
we're going to go outside and talk.
No, exactly.
Completely
like,
different
like,
story.
You got to realize that we're south of the Mason-Dixon line, so if you want to go outside and talk about things, it's fucking loud in here.
Talk.
There's music pumping. Let's seriously go outside, sit down, have a conversation, and kind of get a, like, a level of rapport to where we're not fucking trying to claw each other's throats out. But all you hear is, what, you want to go outside?
Let's go outside and talk. No, we're going to go outside and talk. That's what I heard.
Yeah, not talk with
we
your
We are
knuckles.
Outside and we are talking.
That's exactly what we're doing, and we're
but
not
it's
using
not
our
intense.
Knuckles. No, we're
no,
not
we're
in
not
a,
intense.
It's not,
intense,
not
but it's not intense.
It's not that
not intense,
intense at all, and we're not in a tent at all, and it's in the present tense if you're asking or wondering. So okay, so there's three different ways to spell two in the English language, right?
Yeah.
In the sentence that I just said, spell the word two.
You didn't... You
what?
There's three different ways.
What sentence?
There are three different ways
to spell the
to
word.
To spell the word two in the English language.
Yeah.
Do you want all three ways to spell
in
it?
In the past sentence that I just stated, spell the word two.
I mean, T-O.
T-O or T-O-O or T-W-O.
Well, no, he was saying is which form
the,
of the word he was using.
Right,
it would be
wait,
T-O.
Wait,
but
wait,
he said in wait, the... He
when
said, in the English language, there are three ways to spell two. In the previous sentence, I just
two.
Said, how do you spell two?
T-O.
Or T-O-O. It,
or T-W-O.
But
either one.
But spell it. Spell, like that's the thing about English. Is it so...
It's fucking retarded
yeah,
is what it is.
Exactly. And linguistics are based upon such fucking ridiculous terms. And then when you throw in North versus South versus, like, you know, any culture, really, you have these terms. And it takes, if you're going to integrate with a society, it takes understanding their meanings of the word. And I'm telling you that not everybody wants to fight when they say, let's go outside and talk. I'm not saying you are in the wrong. I'm saying that there are certain things with the linguistics that should be understood.
Philo.
I mean, seriously, you're not going to move to, say, culturally biased country, and you're not going to fucking go to Iraq and be like, America, fuck yeah, you're going to get fucking
yeah,
shot, you know? It's like, come on, man.
Oh, we don't need to be there anyway, but that's completely
no,
different
no,
story.
No American really needs to be there unless they're like a Muslim American going for like fucking family or some shit. I don't know.
Aloha snack bar.
Oh, this is getting a little too, anyway.
This is getting a little bit off topic.
How many
there
people
is
can
no
we
topic
offend
yet
with this podcast?
What?
I think we can offend many people with this podcast.
I'm sure we could, but I personally love people and would like listeners, but I will also defend
oh,
listeners.
Oh, they'll still listen. That's the glorious thing about today's day and age is no matter how offensive it is, they'll listen to it just so they can bitch about it later, giving us more fire to offend them further.
Yeah, but if I want them to click my links and buy my shit, then, you know.
Buy his soap. GoodCleanGoods.
.com. Check it out.
.com.
Yeah. Come to clean your motherfucking body, yeah.
No. Just no.
Yeah.
GoodCleanGoods.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So far, we've offended...
Come to clean your motherfucking body.
So far, we've offended Damien. Speaking of...
I don't get offended.
I'm offended.
Metal, speaking of metal, Approach the Lion.
Very good band.
Dude, fuck that band.
Dude, fuck you. Check them out. My band.
Aw.
Yankees band, Approach the Lion. Kevin Walsh is his actual name.
Don't
not
fucking
the
call
him
out.
He plays the bass with his fingers.
Ooh.
Yes.
You're a finger
hey, baby,
player.
Look what I can do with my fingers.
Right? When I started selling balloons at Disney,
which is hard.
I'm
about to finger sweep all over that ass.
I like developed this like crazy muscle strength in my fingers, and I started driving a Mustang. So I was just like, every girl I came across, I just was like, hey, yeah, so I work at Disney, and I tie knots all day, and I drive a Mustang, and hi.
Tied an ass in a knot.
I was like 18, you know, but regardless.
Yeah, I'm cool. I have a Mustang.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I got finger strength. I do crazy things. Look at my dexterity. Yeah, I bet you'd love to feel it all up in your...
get the... Hey, baby. I'll see you over there.
Hey, man. If you're going to laugh, at least laugh into the mic.
do some things.
Yeah, man.
We're getting so off topic, even though there is no topic.
We haven't actually established a topic.
No, we're just rambling.
Oh, no. Damien's a criminal. That's the topic, sir.
Oh, is that the cop?
That's the title of this whole thing. Damien's
that's
a criminal.
The whole point of this podcast is to just let the listeners know that I went to jail for a night. That's cool.
Well, hopefully I would like to spread the bigger picture of things.
Don't go to jail. Don't put your homies in jail. The main point is if you and your buddy get into a fight, you beat the shit out of each other, you go back in the bar, you drink a beer and take a shot of Jack, and then you go home. You don't put one of them in jail. That's not cool, listeners. That's not cool.
Yeah, see, in the South, we're kind of...
No bueno.
Kind of brought up a little differently. It's not about...
It's not about North and South. It's about proper etiquette. Like, okay, you don't You're friends. All right.
From my perspective, we don't know what to do after you get in a fight. We don't know what to do because we're... Well,
first of all, don't get in a fucking fight. There's no reason for it.
Exactly. We're taught not to let it... We're taught not to let it get there, and then after it does get there, usually like we end up like crying or calling the police or cowering like a little bitch. And I would probably do the same thing.
That was actually a combination of all. I was about to say that was probably a combination
of everything.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'd probably do the same fucking thing. Only I wouldn't let it get that far. Even if I get hit, I'm not gonna hit back, and I'm probably not gonna even press charges unless I don't know you. I'm not friends with you. Don't know you. You swing on me, you're going to jail. I'm sorry.
Or you could just beat their ass.
Unless they're twice my size.
That's why you go for the knees and the throat.
No, they're twice my size. They jump me. It's just one person. They stop. They get held back. And by some circumstances, the cops show up. They're going to jail. I ain't calling the cops.
So grab the cop's taser and tase him in the dick.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's reach for the fucking cop's belt and
okay,
see what happens
if you
go to
this podcast is why...
Don't go to jail.
Yeah. Okay, so there's gray areas of being a criminal, of which Damien may or may not be in the wrong of, but according to Damien, you should grab a cop's taser.
Please don't ever grab a cop's taser. We have too many problems with people getting shot because they don't know how to properly conduct themselves. Oh, like me. I sat there. Cop's like, hey, buddy, what happened?
Yeah, after
I sit there. I just sat there and chilled and talked to them, had a conversation with them. And the whole time, from the car ride to the holding area, from the car ride from there to the precinct or the actual... jail on 33rd.
Tell
them
about
the
walls.
I'm in there.
The walls that opened.
Oh, yeah. Yo, that shit was gangsterous.
I saw that from the outside waiting to bail you
out. I'm sitting there. I'm in the back. Cops just sitting there playing country music. You're just sitting blah, 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 blah.
Country music.
Oh, he asked me to listen to. I told him to listen to metal and listen to country music or whatever.
So
puts on some country music.
On country, of course.
We drive up in the precinct and I look at him and go, where the fuck are we going? She's about to run into a wall. Like, yo, wall just opened. What? Are we driving into a wall? And then the wall closed. Like, damn, I'm not getting out of this motherfucker.
I can imagine it, like some Tron shit.
There
or
will
something.
Be no prison break in this bitch.
There was
a bunch of hot ass girls in there though. Like
my cousin was probably there.
Bunch of hot ass girls.
Bitch. Your cousin lives close by and is a criminal. Criminal. Every time I ride around, people think it's a crime.
Don't even get me started. Bitch probably has her own cell.
We reserve this for you.
Got her name carved on the wall eight times over with tally marks on it and shit.
Probably. Fucking bitch has been in jail more times than I care to count.
And she's local? I didn't know you had much family that was local.
Oh, yeah. My mom's brothers and my uncle's daughter. She's been in jail for fucking... drugs, prostitution, fucking skipping bail, theft, you name it.
Do whatever you want to do, kids. Just don't get caught doing it.
No, don't do shitty things.
Don't do stupid shit. Don't fucking steal from people. That is the one thing.
Oh, stealing's no es bueno.
In my opinion, as low as you could possibly fucking go. Like, okay, I understand getting arrested for drugs, people experiment, whatever. But don't fucking steal from people. Like, especially from me. I will fucking shoot you. I will shoot you.
Selfish thing.
Don't come in my fucking house and try to steal my shit. Everybody in my house has a fucking gun. I will put a bullet in your head. Don't fucking do it.
Or stealing from stores or something like that. I'm against that. I don't know.
People work hard for their fucking money and for their possessions.
Exactly.
Don't fucking come into the house
if you
or
get to yourself,
rob somebody from their fucking car.
If you get yourself to a point where you like buy a franchise, you're... God forbid you start your own fucking business and somebody comes and steals from you. No, that's not cool at all. Like, those people made it for themselves. So don't.
And you're going to fucking come in off the street.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Like they worked hard for that. And you never fucking worked
for it. I work hard for the money. Hard for the money.
But you should also never steal from prostitutes.
Unless you're playing Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
By all means, do kill the hooker after you're done plowing around.
America.
Booker.
Come to save the motherfucking day, yeah.
Yeah. Good clean goods, by the way.
Clean, yeah, real clean.
My soap, goodcleangoods.com. Check it out. I'm going to make it so, like, that jingle now. Every time anybody hears, like, America, come to save the motherfucking day, yeah, it just echoes in their brains, like, good clean goods.
He was doing that shit earlier.
What that home do?
Hey, pass it this way. Oh, you guys talk real quick. This shit, fill the silence and shit. There's silence.
The
silence. Filled.
There's silence.
Pressure's on you.
Yeah, the pressure's on you.
Drink it. Fucking Christ, okay.
Pressure's on you. Drink it.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what's going on right now.
God, this tastes way too sweet.
It is really sweet.
It's spicy. It's sweet and spicy at the same time.
Kind of like an Asian hooker.
That's spicier than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, this is unleaded. That's spicier than a motherfucker.
What the fuck are you even talking about?
Cat Williams.
I don't like him.
How do you not like Cat Williams?
He's
fucking hilarious.
2 foot tall midget I want to kick in the teeth with steel toe boots.
He's funny as fuck.
He's really not that funny.
He really is.
Yeah, see, to me. The thing he's got going for him is he's catchy. I know two lines of his.
Oh, this shit right here, nigga?
Yeah. And the other one I can't recall at the moment. Blame the drink that you just fucking passed me that's in the fucking shape
Kevin
of a
Hart.
Goddamn
Kevin
cannonball.
Hart's fucking
that's
hilarious.
Why it's called Captain Morgan Cannonball.
Is that the guy that's like a complete dipshit? Alex showed me somebody a couple days ago that was just like, he gets up there and he's just like, yeah, I'm a murdering child.
You no nipple ass having bitch. Oh, he says she ain't got no nipples, that one.
Oh, no, no, no.
That's Kevin Hart.
Oh, dude, Kevin Hart's funny.
It's not the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, Alex showed me this guy, and I'd have to ask him or Dakota. He showed me this guy who was just like, yeah, I'm a murdering, raping, child molesting thief. And like everybody just laughs.
Was he white or black?
He's white.
That sounds like either Louis C.K.
No.
Or Jim Norton.
I have to ask Alex. I don't remember this guy's name at all. But fuck, man. I wish I could look that up, but I don't even know what to search for. This guy was like, God, offensive to everybody. He wasn't even funny. He just made the audience so uncomfortable
that they laughed.
Like, that they had this, like, laugh at the shit he let
you.
Like,
said offensive to everyone. I was going to go
with
George Carlin.
But
George,
like,
Carlin's
George Carlin's
fucking hilarious.
He started it off with
genius.
Like, he started so strong with the worst, like, murdering, child molesting bullshit. And then it kind of tinkered off from there. But, like, after he had the audience laughing, like, kind of like the warm up. I feel like when you get an audience and you get them laughing, and then you just make fucking bullshit afterwards, they'll laugh at anything. Yeah, this dude's hilarious. I really want to know what the name of this guy was. I'm going to actually text Dakota right now and figure that out, but I'm going to take one more sip of this and pass it on if you guys want to...
Wasn't her phone dead?
She just texted me back.
Hmm.
Malfunction.
Cannonball.
Yeah.
This fucking cannonball.
Fucking cannonball. This shit's fucking
They
delicious.
Actually had a bar crawl for that in downtown Orlando.
See that
I'm very disappointed.
Friday night. Wait.
Oh, it's this Friday night, actually? Oh, shit.
Because it's the night of the Hobson show.
I may not have to partake in that.
What are you doing Saturday?
You might not have to partake in that.
Depending on how tomorrow pans out, I may or may not be moving into a new place of residence.
Philo. You say you might not have to partake in that, is that what you said?
How well do you think that I'm going to do around all of those strangers crawling through a bunch of different bars?
You have a point.
You'll get drunk, man. You'll try to start a fight with somebody.
Well, I'm going to
I'll be at the beach.
No.
Somebody's going to be like, hey, how you doing? Let's go outside and talk. And you're going to be like, what, bitch? And
no,
then you're going to
like
this.
Works. If we really want to get into it, 90% of that entire problem was caused by you, sir, because the first words that came out of your mouth when I saw you were, Chronic wants to beat your ass.
That was my fault. terribly. It was my fault.
In what world did you think it would be a good idea to come up to me and go, I haven't seen you. I've been trying to find you. So I can go, funny story, listeners. I wanted to go get pizza. I just wanted to go get pizza. I was hungry. In my mind, because I had no idea what else was going on at this point and the whole reasoning. But the first words that Dolan says to me are, Chronic's looking for you and he wants to beat your ass.
No, that wasn't the first words. My words were, what did you say to Chronic? What'd you do to Chronic? And you're like, nothing. Why? What's going on? I'm like, I don't know. He went to find you to, like, beat your ass or something. And then you stormed off. I'm like, whoa.
And in that moment, I realized that I fucked up.
I'm chasing you, saying, like, I'm paraphrasing. That might not have been what he said. I'm really drunk. We need to go outside and talk about this. And eventually, that's what happened. Chronic was like, we need to go outside
we
and talk.
We did go outside and talk.
Let's go outside and talk. No, seriously, that's what needed to happen.
What's up, motherfucker?
Should have gone outside and talked. Talked.
Violence talked. Never solves anything.
Tell that to Japan in World War II.
I'm not talking about fucking wars. Wars don't fucking solve anything. America has been in war for... Alright, countries, what, 200 and... That's a lot of math. I'm not trying to do that right now. But
we've been at war for 3/4 of the time that we've been
more than 3/4. More than 3/4 of the time we've been a country.
Yeah, most of it was in ours.
And this country is more fucked up now than it's ever been. Oh, God,
when my dad was in school...
See? Proof that violence solves nothing.
When my dad was in school, he recalls a quiz question that was one word. Describe America, the history of America, with three letters.
War.
Yep. Yep. And, yeah, no, war is definitely, you know, bullshit. And thankfully, Obama... has seen that, and I learned today that, like, his cabinet was pressing for war in Syria, but then he went to his kitchen cabinet, which is, like, the closer unofficial circle that surrounds him, and they were like,
no.
Dude, those people are crazy. The American people don't want war, so...
But yet they're not taking soldiers out of Afghanistan.
No, they...
After they said that he would... He's not.
The Middle East in general, they've majorly reduced their number.
They have reduced, but he said that he was going to remove everyone from Afghanistan.
There's technical issues.
And they're not.
And when it
comes
to
political posturing.
Exactly. When it comes to, like, removal like that, it has to go through Congress, and, like, there's this whole government process.
It's called checks and balances.
But, but the president also has executive order over the military.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. No.
No.
Actually, no. You are.
All
actually,
that still is subjected to checks and balances.
Yeah.
He has
he's
the power
to
unless,
certain
yeah, unless
he can declare a war like that, yeah, but he has to go. He has to go back to Congress within 30 days.
That's what it is.
And
yeah.
Explain in depth why this happened, why he needs to continue funding, and what his plan is further, or else he backed himself into this corner, and the Congress could be like, yeah, hey, by the way, you're impeached, and they could pull up the troops and be like, hey,
I wish they would impeach his
motherfucker. We're terribly fucking sorry. Hey, man, I'm in favor of.
He
Obama.
Hasn't done.
I like.
That bad
no.
of a job.
I mean,
all of the
when you think of
gotten,
the things that have happened since he's become president, yeah, I mean, they got Osama. As bad as the economy has fucked up, the stock market has gone back up.
That's going to crash against you. Anyway.
That's because,
but,
like, the
I mean,
the
it will crash again because, you know, it always happens, but it was at like 12 or 13,000 points. It went down to like 9,000, and now we're back at like 16,500, I think. So it has. You know, has its ups and downs, but it is thriving at the moment. Unemployment has gone down.
Oh, hey, hold up. Just to retouch on a subject earlier, that comedian I was talking about, the offensive motherfucker, his name was Anthony Jeselnik.
Never heard of him.
It's Jesselnik. Sorry to interrupt, but just breaking news.
But yeah, he has done some good things. I can't, you know, you can't deny that. But overall...
What has he done bad? No, tell me, like, you've talked about the good things he's done. Talk about the bad things. Tell me, please.
I mean,
for the love of God.
To be completely honest, I don't follow enough politics
okay.
to be
That's
able
one.
To be able to, like,
okay.
sit here and have a
and
real conversation with him. I will be the first to admit that I am not as informed as I can be to...
You have an opinion.
I do have an opinion, yes.
But it's not backed by anything.
Exactly. Like, I'm not a political person. I don't follow politics. I can't say that I do. I won't pretend that I know what the fuck's going on with everything. But I know this country is fucked up and it can be a lot better. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
The fact that he wants...
No.
What?
Country might be fucked up, but that doesn't mean that Obama did it.
No, it's not. It's definitely not just him. Absolutely not. The main problem with
I
this country
like
is...
I feel like Obama is a very positive influence on the country.
The main... I don't know about that.
I think he is.
But the one of the biggest
I'm
reasons...
Saying, I'm not saying he's the best thing that ever fucking happened. I'm saying he's a very positive influence.
One of the biggest reasons that this country has had so many problems with him as president is because he is a Democratic president in a majority Republican Congress.
Congress, yeah.
That is the reason.
Well, that's because where all the real power is.
It's in Congress. It's not just the one person. Like we said earlier, everything has to go through Congress, checks and balances.
But the people elect Democrat to balance the whole congressional thing. And actually, did you guys know that the people don't even elect the president?
No, it's the Electoral College. Yeah. Our votes have nothing to do with it.
They have an influence.
Besides, the Florida Electoral College can vote for whoever they want.
The Florida count put a roadblock in things, but they didn't...
Oh, no, they just can't count.
There wasn't, like, an influence. It was an electronic system. They just can't count.
Yeah, it was a miscount. Florida can't count.
See, like, the Electoral College, they look at that thing, that shit, but it's just, like, I'm not exactly sure how it works, and I wish I was. From what I understand, it's Senate, which Senate is based upon two senators per state. Congress is based upon population, right? And Senate, that's, Senate's based upon
the House,
number of states.
The House is...
You get a certain amount of representatives.
There is two senators per state, and then the House depends on...
It's the population. So what your population
per state...
Congress
is House and Senate. But the House, I don't remember. The House, this is like 430-something...
No, you get the twisted. It's Senate and Congress make up the House.
No.
No, yeah, it's definitely Senate and Congress.
The Senate and the House of Representatives make up Congress.
Okay, whatever.
The Senate, there's
I'm
two,
not about to argue. I'm
there
not
is two senators of each in each state, and then the House of Representatives has to do with the amount of it has to do with the population. Like, is one House
it's,
one
it's,
representative
it's
per
definitely
thousand
one
people or per
politics.
Million people?
So,
it's definitely Senate.
I don't know enough to be able to sit here and have a fucking conversation with it.
So yeah, let's
you need
not,
to call fucking Holly
continue.
If she wants to know that. Holly Fussell.
Let's not do that.
No, don't throw names out. Like, I can tell you for sure that it's Senate, that it's based upon population. Or, no, it's not based upon population. Sorry. Senate is you get two senators per state. So it's based upon the number of states. So if we were to add another state, there would be 102
senators.
Yeah. Right now there's 100. And it's I'm telling you, it's Congress. Congress and Senate. It's two. I'm taking government right now, man. I'm getting quizzed on this shit.
I have no fucking idea.
It doesn't matter. How are we going to sit here and have a conversation about things we don't know?
Why are we talking about dolphins when the subject matter was apples?
Man, bad lip syncing is...
Bad lip reads.
That shit lip is reading. Fucking hilarious.
Have you seen the football ones?
The football ones are great.
That shit is so funny.
There was one that I watched. Did you see the Republican? Not to bring up politics again. I'm looking.
Oh no,
this up,
the
so.
Ballot ring for the debate was fucking.
Oh my
hilarious!
God.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh,
what? I need
you,
to look
when you
that
get
up.
A chance,
oh
listeners. Also, when you guys get a chance, look up the ballot reading for the Republican debate. You will probably be pissing your pants off because it is so fucking spot on.
I wish I could play it on the podcast. Like I'm pretty
a fucking
sure.
Fucking
like,
reading
of
Donald
could.
Trump talking. Oh man.
I'm pretty sure with the rights.
Oh, fucking moron.
I'm pretty sure with like with the copyright laws and shit, we could play that on the podcast. But unless you're seeing who is speaking when, you got to look up the video. We're not doing video podcasts. But oh my god,
nobody wants to see our faces.
Everybody wants to see my face, bitch. Fuck you.
Okay, so
I like that face.
According to
that's a nice face.
According to askville.amazon.com. Don't know how reliable, but I'm just going to read this. This answer is from ESY16. Five people found this helpful. The Senate is one part of the Congress in the U.S. of the three branches of government is the legislative branch, the other two being executive, which is the president, and judicial,
which is the courts.
The U.S. Congress is another term for the legislative branch and contains the House of Representatives and the Senate.
Exactly.
Okay, so Yankee is right on this one, which you probably saved just saved me about 10 percentage points in my
I took AP
class.
Government. I know. Okay.
What'd you take?
I don't even fucking remember his name.
I'm taking this professor. My government professor, Rumpersand, which I don't know if I'd recommend him to you, Damien. Rumpersand's the shit. He's also the professor of yogurt. Yoga.
I'll take yogurt.
Dannon.
I'll do that there, yoga.
He's also the professor of
yoga. I like
yoga
that yogurt.
At Valencia Community College. He's really
Valencia
cool.
College. It's no longer
I keep calling
college.
It community college. This is like the fucking
it's
fourth.
It's no credited,
This is like the fourth podcast that I've been corrected on the exact same. It's Valencia College. Here I am, like
in Orlando, Florida,
like fucking condemning myself. Like I'm going to community college. I'm going to college. Totally.
You're going to a state.
I'll go to a real college.
I'm a real college boy.
Funny story. The night that he turned 21, I called him, and as soon as he picked up his phone, "You're a real boy now."
I think I was there for that. I think I was there.
I had pneumonia, dude. But you showed up right afterwards. My 21st birthday, I had pneumonia. And I fucking straight up drove. Did you guys hear that?
Yes, I heard that.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably my fucking foot again. Christ. Noises. Yeah, my 21st birthday, I had pneumonia, and like I straight up drove to the nearest liquor store.
Sidebar. That problem might be within the connection, because when you started hitting whatever you were hitting, I actually was able to hear.
No, what it is I was getting fidgety, and my foot wrapped around my audio cord, and because we're plugged into a splitter,
I can hear everything now.
It kind of, yeah. Okay, all right, hang on,
let me move.
Pull this
do not move anything.
Can you hear me now?
Good.
Yeah, no, it's just that I got fidgety and my foot was wrapped around the cord.
Okay.
And also my leg bumped the sister stand. And
is it
it's
fixed?
It's fucking shitty.
No, it's not fixed. It's
see,
probably
Christ,
short in the wire
is,
somewhere.
This is why we have to have an overhead.
That's what happens when you run like 8 splitters.
It could just be the cables.
It's a combination.
Plus that interface is fucked up.
Honestly, what we need to do is... Okay, I was like, what? We need to have an overhead, like, I feel like if we had a, like, a crossbar overhead of, like, 2x4s...
Crossfire!
And we connected, like, you know, the scissors...
That game was the shit.
The scissor stands are on a clamp, and right now they're clamped to a fucking metal table, so any little anything we're hearing... I feel like if we had, like, a crossbar of 2x4s, maybe on this large-ass stand, which I could build one of those, fucking anybody could build one of those, and we suspended that above our heads and took the scissor stands and kind of, like, clamped them to the 2x4s above our heads so that they came down to
it's
our
like
faces.
Like an actual podcast studio.
Yeah, you don't hear... you don't hear any of that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so you don't get the vibration off the table.
Yeah,
into
some bullshit.
But I like it when it
what
vibrates.
What the fuck was I talking about? Jesus fucking Christ.
Absolutely
oh,
nothing. Because apparently this is supposed to be about me being a criminal. We've gotten nowhere.
You were talking about
matter.
The government branches of government.
Apples.
And then you were talking about Valencia.
Oh, Rumpersand. Yeah, so this professor that I have, he's really cool. Like, I took... the first class that I had, the first week of class, the first day, and he's Indian, and you know, I'm a spiritual person, so I'm like,
welcome
I'm listening to him, and he's like Hindu, and oh god, no.
Wait, hold on a second, sidebar. My grandpa said, your tech.
It's not a sidebar.
Shut up.
Is that a court?
Silence. Listen, Nate.
I'll kill you.
My grandpa said, your generation relies too much on technology. I replied, no, your generation relies too much on technology. And then I unplugged his life support. Oh, fucking savage.
No chill.
Oh my god.
There is no chill.
No chill.
There is no chill. You're welcome.
Anyway.
That honestly might be the most fucked up thing I've ever heard.
The Tasteless Gentleman, folks. Go like it on Facebook.
Okay.
At least
go ahead.
Give credit. That's cool. This guy, he's a professor of yoga. He's spiritual. And first day of class, I looked at him and I'm like, okay, this guy knows where it's at. And he's talking about government. I have no interest in government whatsoever. But, like, he speaks for, like, an hour. And I'm like,
I want to know
everything. Exactly. So, like, I join his club. And he has his, like, hero club, which we go out and we raise awareness on issues around the community, whether it be poverty or, like, sex trafficking or anything like that. And, It's cool. We've done quite a few events so far. We've, the first event we did was on campus during, welcome back to campus day, for the new semester. And I handed out snow cones to people and shit. It was pretty cool. And then, like, a couple meetings later, I become vice president of this club, which is, you know, really fucking cool considering there's like, you know, 15, 20 members and I'm just like straight up to the top. It was
almost to the top. Number two.
Okay. All right. Whatever. You gotta fucking take me down a notch, motherfucker.
I love you.
Look, I have my own podcast, all right? I'm the shit, okay?
Hey,
I own my own
it's
business.
It's our podcast, bitch.
I bought the equipment.
Yes, you did.
I love you.
I can't deny that.
I love you. And I, love you too. I own my own business, too, which is called...
That I know, do.
GoodCleanGoods.com. Check it out. By myself.
So you have to do the .com afterwards.
Yeah.
Even though it's kind of copyright.
Come to clean your motherfucking
kinda,
body, yeah.
It's kind of... Coming to clean your motherfucking body.
Yeah. Anyway, this professor, he's pretty cool. And now, like, every word that he says, I just kind of, like, I soak in. I've got this other professor who, like, is a scientist. He's a biology teacher. And he's kind of weird. And he's kind of, like, off the wall. Kind of, like, fucking weird pervy dude. Like, I pegged him for a perv. And then, like, the next class, like, he walks up to me and, like, he reads my shirt and I'm wearing the Heroes Club shirt. And he's just like, be a hero. And then he grabs my side, like, pinches me, like, right on my, like, the skin around my ribs.
Stranger danger.
And just, like, pinches me. And I turn around and I give him the dirtiest fucking look ever. And then ever since, I've got, like, such a shitty grade in his class because everything he says, I'm just, like, judging him. I'm like, you fucking dipshit.
Don't judge people, listeners.
Okay.
Listen, if somebody comes up and grabs you inappropriately, I think it's a little...
Punch him in the fucking face.
It depends on who's grabbing me.
A professor of the college I'm going to?
Is she hot?
He? Like
it?
He?
But what does he identify as?
Do you want to know if she is hot, or do you want to know if she is hot? Because there's an answer to one of those.
I identify as unicorn.
Yeah, I'm unicornial.
I'm unicornial. Oh, I'm going to have to use that. That is fucking priceless.
She's magical. I'm magically delicious.
You can magically go fuck yourself, okay? Don't use that term. No, leprechauns are awesome. No.
Well, I'm a Sasquatchian.
Sasquatchian. And here we go with the Sasquatch.
I'm an extraterrestrialian. It's a sophisticated thing. We were the shit back in the day. I bet you never heard of us.
If there were crickets outside, listeners, they would be fucking cricketing right now.
No, you can hear the crickets on the track.
I was going to try to make a cricket noise, but I blanked out completely.
Like, you hear the crickets. Like, I don't know. You actually probably hear those in the headphones. I can hear them in the
last podcast.
Yeah.
Well, no, like two or three podcasts.
Yeah, because when I cleaned up the audio track, you can definitely hear crickets in it, which is pretty cool. Dakota asked me if I have alcohol. She's going to come over and do a podcast with us after this one, by the way.
I thought that we were going to go fourth to other victory.
So we got to choose between Dakota or Heather. Let me,
I'm going to choose Dakota.
What the vibrate noise and shit, yo. You're also not talking into the microphone.
My phone is dead. Why the fuck am I looking at it?
Because you're conditioned by society to check it periodically.
I was looking at the time.
I literally just picked mine
what
up.
What time is it?
11:56.
Time for you to get a watch.
1:56. It's late.
Thank you.
We're doing a late podcast. I will see what's up with both parties. And
I have to be up. Like, I have shit to do tomorrow, okay. So I'm not going to. I'm not going other places. The next place I go from here is home.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's easier.
So, wait. Are you taking off soon? Because when Dakota comes over,
if
we
you guys plan on
Alex.
Going other places, then yes,
we can sit and podcast.
If we're chilling here, then I'll stay for a while. I'm not trying to go to College Park right now.
Okay.
In Orlando, Florida.
Fuck. Well, that's difficult because if Dakota comes, she might bring Alex, and we only have four mics. I just asked you if Alex is coming. If not, it's all good.
They can share a mic.
Fucking share everything.
They're gonna have to share a seat. Well, I mean, not really, but you know what I mean.
I mean, are you gonna stick around?
If they're coming here, yeah, I'll stick around. But I'm not trying to go anywhere else, like to fucking College Park or anything. I gotta pee.
What are we at? We're at 39 minutes, so we still got another 20 to kill. Some shit like that.
You're under the assumption that all podcasts have to be an hour.
They don't.
It's not.
We could probably. This one is one we could probably cut. We're right
no,
now. Since it's,
no, it's not an assumption. I feel like the past like couple of minutes have been shitty. It's not an assumption that they all could. That they all have to be an hour. I just like to keep the podcasts.
Don't
to,
pee on your foot.
Yeah, you're kind of. You're not even on the fence. You're kind of closer to us. Anyway, regardless,
it's fine. We need a microscope seat anyway.
We're in my backyard, sitting outside. Yankees pissing in the yard. You'd probably actually hear him if we're quiet enough.
You could kind of hear it.
Okay, so it's not about me being.
It's about content.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's about content.
It's okay,
even
so,
if the content makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
I'm the type of person that before I get into any adventure whatsoever or any project, you know, I sit and read hours and hours and hours just of what to do, how to do it, what's the best way to do it. And when it came to the podcast and when I was reading up on how to do it, the best advice was Can you please like sit down and do something? God damn, you're throwing me off. The best advice when I was reading up on how to do a podcast was
dance, make a little love.
I mean, there was a number of things. One of them was like, don't talk over anybody or sing over anybody. But I mean, some of the best advice out there, like most of the blogs that I read were in agreement on that you should make your, god damn, reduce background noise for one, which is what I'm fucking most of a Nazi about. Oh, you don't have your headphones in. When you set shit down on the table, it made a sound. I'm good for right now on that. Appreciate it. You can pass it this way and set it down. I'll grab it in a minute, but I'm in the middle of speaking. The best advice that I had read, all of the sources kind of agreed on keeping your podcast at a certain length of time. Like, the best podcasts out there, every time you listen to them, they're all the same length of time. Joe Rogan, his is about 3 hours, usually universally, and if you know, he has such a high standard that if he falls short, nobody really blames him. But if Joe Rogan were to have like a 45-minute podcast, people would be like, oh, fuck no. Because I feel like after you get to a certain point in time, your conversation becomes a certain level and becomes a certain, you know, level of depth. And it takes about an hour kind of fully, at least for us, to kind of get through an array of topics. And I feel like we could comfortably do about a 2-hour podcast, but with the amount of times that we fucking have to get up and piss and shit like you just did, it's just kind of, it becomes uncomfortable for us, but it'll probably get to that once we got a sound studio and
it
shit.
Depends on, the, you know, if we have a set if list of topics that, you know, we have this list of topics, we each individually, you know, research the topics, take down our own notes, bring the notes together, and form the conversation together, then, yeah, we could have a fucking 2 to 3 hour conversation. But to sit here and just bullshit with no viewers.
That's what we go for
mind
an hour.
You.
No, hey,
an hour.
No, that's 40... an assumption. We definitely have listeners.
I'm sorry, okay. Listeners. I'm so sorry.
You know, for just starting out, 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, 50,
I'm
whatever.
For you listeners.
Oh, I'm thankful. I'm very thankful for anybody who listens to us. I'm
I don't
not saying
know why they're
going to
listen to us.
GoodClinGood.com, because we're awesome and we talk about
Good
interesting
talks.
Things.
Thank you very
and
much.
And there are some people out there that listen to podcasts all day, every day, and there's some people out there that don't ever talk to anybody and would rather hear other people talk, which I've been there. I've fucking been there. I've been to the point where like, I don't want to talk to fucking anybody, and I'll sit and listen to Joe Rogan or Adam Carolla or somebody fucking talk for
the man show
the entire day. Man, Adam Carolla, you listened to Loveline back in the day?
Mm-mm.
No. Adam, if for those of you listeners who have ever heard of Loveline, when Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew would talk about like sex issues or substance abuse or shit like that on, I think it was K-Rock. And it was, like, national, so, like, whatever was local to you. And they were, like, late at night and shit, and they took callers and asked, like, answered the questions and shit. They have a podcast out now called The Adam and Drew Show. Like, they go back, they're reunited for the first time in a couple of years. Like, I think they split up in, like, 2005. And they do the same thing, you know? It's fucking wonderful. I mean, they're pretty cool. But, I mean, I'll have days where, like, I don't want to talk to anybody, and I will just sit and listen to other people talk for, like, hours. And that's, you know, that's the cool thing. It's, like, people that are, like, driving or don't have the option of having a conversation with somebody, they'll sit and listen to somebody else's conversation. And at these early stages of the podcast, like, us talking and bullshitting, it's less about the listeners and more for us. In the sense that we are getting used to hearing ourselves talk. We're getting used to interviewing.
Hearing yourself talk is fucking weird.
Yeah. But it's necessary when you're getting into radio and shit. Like, you want to be able to analyze. You want to be like, oh, hey, yeah, I talk over people. I'm going to...
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a learning experience.
Gonna stop doing that so much, because especially on a podcast, it's a fucking pain in the ass when you're talking over everybody and shit. And then when you get to the point where you're actually interviewing people and having people on that aren't used to the podcasts, you know how to, like, kind of, like, talk to them, get information out of them, be like, hey, I'm interested in what you have to say and shit like that. It's this process. And I, like, honestly, out of the first 15 hours that we've recorded so far, I don't want to do much with. You know, I promote my company. It's all great. It's all fun and dandy. But I feel like around 20, 25 hours, 25 episodes, I try to keep them at about an hour, because I feel like it's not interesting unless it's over 45 minutes long.
That's what she said.
God, if she is settling for 45 minutes, she is in the wrong, yo. It's got to last longer than that. I mean, seriously. God damn, 45 minutes is not a lot of time if you're talking about what she said, you know. Anyway.
Bitch, up to the shoulder, like.
Oh my god.
No, I've only been Restib.
I've been shoulders deep within a borderline.
What the fuck?
Show me that you love me and that we belong together. Relax, turn around, and take my hand.
Tool, ladies and gentlemen.
Tool is this shit, man. Come on, Stinkfist.
Oh, okay.
I have him tattooed on my arm for a reason.
Leave me alone. I drew a blank. Fucking sue me.
That's what she said.
Drew a blank.
No, she said you drew a blank. What?
I mean, she might be better off if I shot a blank and just keep going.
That's... I mean, as long as you come, it's all good. It doesn't matter if your shit's spurting out of it. You know, it's like fucking... What was that one podcast we did? Fucking tantric... What was it? Podcast tantric number like orgasms. Five?
Tantric orgasms and menstrual cycles.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Like menstrual blood and cum and fucking...
Such an interesting topic.
Somehow, like, after the hour, I know the whole hour wasn't about that, but, like, in retrospect, it seemed like for about an hour we talked about fucking cum and menstrual blood.
Just not at the same time, because...
No, I'm pretty sure there were moments that it was, yeah. There were moments...
Corpse? Yes, but no, God, it's still a painful thought.
Hey, do you guys hear that in the...
Oh, the feedback? It's been going on the whole time.
Yeah, it's been the whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time. Yeah, you're definitely going to have to clean that up.
Oh, no, I can edit that out, listeners disregard, but no, like, I literally just got that in my ear. I don't, like,
it's been there the whole time.
I don't know, I feel like something got moved on the table, and maybe one of the connections came, I don't know. I'll clean it up later, I don't care. If I have to go to the end of the,
Yes, but tantric orgasms, you're sitting there, you're fucking going at it, please don't sound like that, listeners.
Oh my god, is that Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna leave. I need TV for my butthole.
He's doing the thing right now. Are you threatening me? You can't see it. That's why we need GoPros mounted. When we get our own place, I'm getting two GoPros and mounting on opposite sides of the room. That way, whenever we podcast, we can do a video podcast and, like, fucking, like, record us sitting here in front of the mics and shit. Oh my god.
Tantric orgasms. You're sitting there, you're having sex, and you... Instead of when you're about to ejaculate, you grab.
What number was that? It was like five? It's five labeled. Because if you see us on iTunes or on the RSS or on goodcleantalks.com, our blog page, if you see us on there, just scroll down. I think it's like five or six, and you see us at whatever.
Tantric orgasms.
Whatever.
Instead of you're having sex, you're about to ejaculate, and before you're about to pop off the champagne cork, you grab the root and stem of your cock and you pinch. When you pinch, instead of it comes out, it stops. It just stays there. You just hold it.
Painful.
It's actually not.
It dissolves in back into your kidneys, and then you piss the cum out later.
Yeah. But it lets you... Like, you get the feeling of the orgasm, but you don't actually orgasm. So your dick's still rock hard.
If I recall...
My dick is rock hard!
Oh my god. It's loud. I gotta condense this shit later. Oh my god. That was in my ear.
He knows what's up.
The vocalist it's one of those
things. It's one of those things I'm gonna take a sound bite of, and then I'm gonna play that back later.
My dick is rock hard!
That one there. Soundbite. Gonna be played back later. I'm gonna have a fucking soundboard, tablet, just random moments. I'm gonna be like, Yankee said this, my dick is rock hard!
The vocalist for Poetry Line likes to do that at shows.
At shows, that's just funny. My dick is rock hard!
Other vocalists or band members will be speaking, and out of nowhere, you hear in the background, "My dick is rock hard." God
correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to remember like that the whole tantric thing coming up in conversation was like we were talking about like pissing. And, like, that one drop that gets kind of stuck in your pants. And I was like, yeah,
that
no.
That never comes out.
I always, like, squeeze the base of my cock and then, like, pull up. Almost, like, just jacking up motion. That last little bits of drops. Just to get, like, ladies and gentlemen, if you have that problem. Or mostly, actually, no, just gentlemen.
Ladies, if you have that problem, I feel so sorry for you.
Gentlemen, if you have that problem where, like, you always get the last drop of piss that just doesn't come out. You can actually squeeze at the base of your cock and like pull up and it kind of like pushes some of the, you do that a couple times while you're shaking. Well, it gets all that extra piss out. It's great. It's fucking great.
It just depends on what they identify as. I identify as unicorn.
Well,
I said
sir?
Transsexual, not transgender. It's a difference.
Is that a horn on your head or are you happy to see me?
There's a huge difference.
Yes, but those are the beginning stages for someone who's trying to become transgender. If they're
gender
transsexual.
And sexual and sex are two completely different things.
Do either of you know about Bruce Jenner?
He wants to be Bruce again now, folks.
Yeah, he wants to be a man from what I hear.
I don't feel like a woman anymore. Can y'all go back to calling me Bruce? No.
It's because it got so much publicity. I can understand that. I don't know anything about it, so I'm just asking. All I've heard
it's
is his
fucking
name.
Fucking political nightmare.
Yes, gender and sex are two completely different things. Sex is the physiological
yeah, gender
aspect
is what
you of
identify.
You. Sex is like, if you have a penis or you have a vagina, that's you're a male or a female. That's your body. Your gender is what you identify as. That's psychology. You, Mr. Psychology
Major,
should know that.
Which is why I identify as unicorn.
And you're a fight. I don't see the fucking horn on your head.
Is that a horn on your head? Or are you happy to see me?
No, it's definitely a horn on my head.
Is that a horn on your head or are you just evil as fuck?
I'm evil as fuck.
So it is a horn on your head?
Yes.
Okay. All right. With all
metal horns on my head.
With all due respect, sir, you're an evil cunt.
Okay.
Go die. With all due respect. I hate you.
Go die. But bless
fuck
your
you.
Heart.
But I love
whiskey,
I love you.
Pussy,
with
hell
all,
Satan.
With all due respect. God
damn. Smoke meth, hail Satan. What?
No, meth, no. Satan. No meth. No meth ever. Just don't ever do meth. Just no meth. Meth, no. Meth, bad.
Meth, no. Meth, no.
Have you done meth?
No.
No.
Fuck no. Oh, no way. I draw the line at certain things, and meth is meth, crack.
And how do you know?
PCP.
How do you know?
Have you seen pictures? Have you watched Breaking Bad? Have you seen
Hollywood?
Have you seen?
I'm just bullshitting. I'm just bullshitting. I don't disagree that meth is bad.
What you know about
I'm
that
just,
Walter White son?
About that White?
That Walter
White.
White.
Oh yeah.
What you know about the Walter White son?
That blue sky.
Anyway, this has been Good Clean Talks. I am Dolan.
I'm Damien. Fuck you guys.
Yagi, I love you. He hates you. They both hate you.
Check out, I love you. Monsieur Kevin's,
Brush the Line.
They're a band. They're metal. They're great.
They
suck.
Fuck
you.
They sound like, all the time, and they got this, like, brrr, and then, brrr. It's just this nonstop, like, headache fucking shit.
To you.
To me, yeah. No, actually, I don't mind your band, and I don't mind Severed by Faith. Like, I feel like
you listen to metal whether you know it or not.
No, I mean,
Tool is technically progressive metal. Technically, Tool is progressive metal.
I'm not saying I don't like metal. I'm just saying to me, metal sounds like shit. I like your band.
You
I
like
Severed.
Like, you would like certain bands without.
No, yeah, the, no, I do.
You
I do.
Would, he
I do.
Does like Tesseract because we were driving back.
We both of you. Played that and I'm like, oh hey, that's not bad. Like, okay, all right. So to me,
with no screaming vocals, you.
I am speaking for the listeners that don't like metal and
fuck you guys.
I love you.
I love you too, but fuck you guys. You need better taste in music.
See, I don't know.
I love you, but fuck you.
I don't mind it.
It's not you prefer
sometimes
music. I feel you. So I was
sometimes
I was like that
most of the time I really fucking do mind it. It's like, I like your band. I like Approach the Lion. I like Severed by Faith when I see them live. But metal is one of those things that, like, for me, I gotta see live. if I'm just listening to it, with the exception of, like, Tesseract, like you said, and a couple other bands. But, by the way, so one of you sent that to me so I could download them and fucking listen to them because they're not bad. And, like, Avenged Sevenfold. See, like, the metal, like, the music I don't mind. But when it comes to, like,
the vocals,
I love clean vocals. Yeah.
I'll send you some bands of some clean.
That's why
like
Avenged
bands with clean vocals.
That's why I like Avenged Sevenfold because they mix it up clean and dirty. At least they're older. The older
you
shit,
would
you know?
Fucking love Monuments then. Oh man,
send shit my way, man. Because I get angry sometimes and I want to like.
Monuments, like Sky Harbor.
Hey, okay, so.
Cool. So.
Approach the Lion. They are the shit. Check out Damien. He's cool. He's sexy. Check him out, ladies. And,
I check Kung Fu.
I'm Dolan. Good. Are you, like, talking and your mic isn't even on? It's not. You turned it off. Okay, so Damien's mic is off. Check him out. He's sexy, ladies. I'm Dolan.
Find me, fuck me.
Good. Find him, fuck him, according to him. I'm Dolan. Goodcleangoods.com. Buy my soap. This is Yankee. That was Damien over there. His mic is off. And thank you for listening so very much. And we love you. And,
deuces.
Yeah, buy our shit. Click on our links. Give us money and all that good shit. We love you. Mostly we love you. Mostly give us your money. Mostly we love
bye.
You. Thank you for listening. Bye. 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 New record. Bye.
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 Bye. New record.
Bye. New record. Send more money. Send more money. Fuck you, buddy.
Okay, cool.
Fuck you, buddy. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna stop, like, fucking singing into the mic because it's, I can't, yeah, whatever.
Are we going to Atlanta?
If you're still listening, God bless your soul.